Fitness Over 40, How to Live a Healthy Lifestyle with a Full-Time Job. Author Mary June Smith. Copyright 2018 by Mary June Smith. All rights reserved. Narrated by Nikki Delgado. Chapter 1. Stay Healthy While Managing a Full-Time Job. It's anything but painful to drop out of Cadence with a healthy everyday practice of eating regime and exercise when you make the change from college to the moving scene. Put something aside for the fortunate few of us who are never short on inspiration. It very well may be elusive, the vitality to prepare nutritious dinners or get a fantastic workout in when you work throughout the day. The steps you can take to keep healthy as you make progress from spry college student to the very inactive 9-to-5 life. Enjoy a reprieve from the lunch line. One of the most significant, most effortless ways to keep healthy is to put together a lunch and convey it to work instead of continually requesting out. One of the huge downsides to this that people confront, myself included, is the irritation, anyway little, of really pressing lunch. To abstain from getting up in the morning too drained even to consider preparing meal for the day, make your dinner the prior night. Another way is to get ready for the week ahead on Sunday. Cook anything you should need to bring and segment it in Tupperware that is anything but challenging to snatch in the morning before you go. That kills the issue of day-by-day prepare work. What's more, if that is insufficient to persuade you, consider the way that by and large purchasing lunch each day costs workers around $2,000 per year as per an overview directed by accounting principles, which, Business Insider says, is more cash than people spend on both driving and espresso. That is $2,000, short the expense of perishables, back in your pocket. So the exercise here, don't be reluctant to dark-coloured sack it. Surrender your seat. Healthy living doesn't end at lunch, however. Consider this grandly grim feature from CNN. Sitting will kill you, regardless of whether you exercise. That report went ahead of the impact points of an ongoing report from Annals of Internal Medicine, which closed prolonged inactive time was independently connected with pernicious well-being results, paying little heed to physical action. Sitting for over 8 hours per day, for example, expands your danger of treating type 2 diabetes by 90%, as indicated by the investigation. That is startling, particularly if you work at a desk throughout the day. So if you can, get yourself a standing desk and a high seat. The ways you can shift back and forth among sitting and standing for 8 hours in a row is out and out terrible. Begin the day holding to wake up. Give your feet a rest for a bit, and after that, get back on up. Likewise, there's seat yoga. Try not to be hesitant to look possibly a bit senseless to your associates. Step up, go for a walk. In any case, don't stop there. Taking evening walks was significant. Nothing excessively far or time-devouring, yet a 5 to 7 minute stroll around the immediate neighbourhood is both a pleasant respite from work and a decent way to keep dynamic for the day, so you aren't merely in a consistent condition of not moving. What's more, tally your steps as well while you're grinding away with assistance from a Fitbit. That way, you can attempt to up the number every day. The more actions you take day by day, clearly, the better. Try not to surrender exercise over to destiny. Presently, the ideal way to guarantee you do this is to plan it. Keep composed. Realise that on Sunday evening, you will prepare the week's lunches. At the point when Monday morning moves around, you know to remain at the desk from 9 until 10:30, sit until lunch, and afterward represent one more hour or two after that. Write in a 4 p.m. walk. While you are busy, add your gym visit to your work plan and run with a similar duty you have at the job. Tips to maintain healthy lifestyle while working full-time. If you're working a full-time job, staying healthy can feel like a task. In the wake of a monotonous day at the office, you most likely don't crave trekking to the gym or toiling over the stove to cook a healthy dinner. So don't. By following these 6 hints, you'll discover ways to enjoy staying fit and adjusted, which will see both your state of mind and your work move forward. Win-win. Skirt the gym. So you've been endeavouring to go to the gym each morning. All right, 2 mornings per week. 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?